If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Jez.
Hey, great to be here.
Nice to have you. Uh-oh, don't sound too giddy. You sound a little...
No, I'm celebrating. She won.
Wow.
Big.
Yeah, I love your first tweet. You said, imagine watching this with the sound off. She's so clearly winning it, even by the most ridiculous of metrics.
I was fully prepared, you know. And let's just keep in mind, we have never had a woman on stage for the you know, debate between the two nominees. Like, we've never seen a woman in that stage. We've never seen a woman do that. I think it's exciting and something that ought to be celebrated. Before we move on to the fact that she was so clearly the master on all substantive issues also.
You don't even know where to start. You tweeted, maybe Trump was right. We don't need moderators. Hillary seems to be handling it.
I mean, she really, you know, she was up against this. No one knew what to expect from Donald Trump. You know, how do you prepare for, you know, somebody whose campaign is basically a hate movement?
Right.
And who is more than happy to attack anybody for any reason at any time. And she really, you know, she managed to make clear, substantive, aspirational points. Even while standing on stage with that guy.
You know, I have to say, okay, people will call you a snotty liberal elitist for tweeting this, but you tweeted, she's so good, I am so proud, this is so beneath her, and she's handling it.
Yeah.
And but I mean, I'm sorry, I don't care how you say it, this is the most qualified candidate, as President Obama said, we've ever had run for this office, against some orange circus clown. I mean, I can't imagine when Hillary Clinton found out her opponent is Donald Trump. Go ahead.
I know. One of my very favorite writers on this election, Rebecca Tracer, who writes for
a number
of different magazines. The day that Hillary got the nomination, she was talking about the Indiana Jones-like quality of the whole thing, where he falls into the pit and he has that moment where he says, snakes, it had to be snakes. Right, like, of course, the first woman running for president has to run against this guy.
Trump? I'm running against Trump.
Right, of course, it had to be snakes.
And last night reminded me of the scene where that guy's going crazy and then Harrison Ford just shoots him. Hillary's just like, okay, all right. you also, you retweeted some things, Trump paying zero in taxes, that makes me smart. No, sir, it makes you a freeloader. I mean,
exactly.
She even got him to admit he pays no taxes, right?
He actually admitted to it last night. I mean, she said that one of the reasons why he was okay with becoming the first nominee in decades to not release the tax return might be because he hadn't paid any federal income taxes.
Yep.
Right.
And he said, that makes me smart. I mean, he could have at many points said, of course, that's a wildly unfair accusation. I pay millions in taxes, which is somebody of his supposed wealth ought to do. And he did not deny that.
Did you hear the CNN reporter afterwards ask him, it seems like you admitted you don't pay taxes. And he said, no, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
I mean, he really does live in his own reality. It is just amazing. I mean, watching at the very end of the debate when Hillary Clinton brought up former Miss Universe Alicia Machado, and he's saying, that never happened, where did you find this? But there's a video out today.
And then he's he doubled down on Fox and Friends on you know, disparaging her. And
this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a man who's temperamentally fit to be president.
And also blaming the microphone. That's got to be a first in debate history.
Oh, I know. Hillary just gave a press conference on her plane, which she ended by saying, if you're complaining about the microphone, you're not having a good night. It reminded me of kids playing video games. And you're like, my controller's not working. It's not that I'm terrible.
Here's the original birther, the original conspiracy theorist, and either, I don't want to say conspiracy, but you know, my microphone was working fine an hour before, but then it was much lower than Hillary's suddenly, and it was crackling, and we're like, no.
My team reminded me that he actually blamed you know, that fantastic moment where he was asked to disavow white supremacist David Duke, and he didn't. He actually blamed a bad earpiece.
Bad earpiece.
Too.
Same company that gave me the bad microphone.
Yeah. Poor Donald. That's tough. It's tough to be Donald.
You said, you also tweeted last night, we've become a third world country. One of the most offensive things Donald Trump says, and that's a high bar.
Offensive to us and to third world countries. Like, I just don't, we're one of the richest nations in the world.
Right.
There are certainly parts of America where we have to pay more attention to their economic realities But to dismiss us as being a third world country means that you haven't paid any attention to the economic realities of any part of this country.
Yep. Right.
And you certainly
right.
haven't paid attention to the economic realities of an actual third world country.
Right.
I mean, I think there's just, the farther we get down this road, the more absurd it is this man could be president, which is why I would like to take the moment to tell your audience that today is National Voter Registration Day.
Hello.
And if anybody is not signed up or unsure if they're signed up or hasn't harangued every member of their friend network or family to get signed up, everyone go to iwillvote.com. It is the easiest thing.
Well, because that's all the speculation, Jess, is, you know, we all, us, you know, sentient humans that watched last night.
Right.
But I mean, you know, people have already said, is this going to affect the polling? Do the people that are for Trump not care that last night was clearly a disaster for him?
You know, there are a lot of dial testing focus groups that happen during polls, and Republican pollster Frank Luntz sort of conducts his famous one that everyone watches. His group of undecided voters went 17-3 for Hillary.
Wow.
We've seen all of the polls come out and say that people thought she won it hands down. It's, you know, 60-20. It's major numbers.
So they've decided now.
And then, of course,
now.
Donald Trump comes out this morning and says that he had won all the polls.
Right.
It took us a while to realize that he meant online quizzes.
Right. Well, he has so many sycophants around him that who knows?
Right.
They were like, it's real good what you did. It's real good what you did, Donnie. Yeah.
Do you think one, you know, click here or there, depending on your candidate? Like, if you're on the Drudge Report, you're probably a Trump voter anyway.
So right. Yes, right.
He did win that online quiz. But he said he'd won CBS. Major Garrett then immediately tweeted, we didn't actually do a poll. So, this is going to be a tough day for him. But I'd like to remember that, like, he lashes out after a bad debate performance. That's his MO.
Let's just hope that Sean Hannity is available to spoon today. That the most pathetic answer you've ever heard? Call Sean Hannity? Because we had private conversations about how I was against the Iraq war?
He'll tell you. at least he knows he needs to justify that lie at this point. He's not just asserting that it happened, but there were so many mystifying things that he said last night. Hillary has been fighting ISIS her whole life.
Right.
I mean, that moment where she said, well, why don't you just blame everything on me? And he said, why not?
And you retweeted someone, because she did get him to admit to some amazing things. You retweeted Brian Fallon, who said, on rooting for the housing crisis, that's called business. On avoiding taxes, makes me smart. Yep. Number three, brags about stiffing a contractor. I mean...
Yes. All of this happened. I mean, Hillary keeps quoting Maya Angelou, who says, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And I think Donald Trump has just shown us over and over and over again who he is.
Yeah.
The thing that I worry about now is that people will get complacent. People will think that this is not an election that everyone needs to go out and vote in. They'll stay home.
The polls are terrifying.
They really are. It's tight. This is going to be a tight race. We live in a really polarized country.
Unbelievable.
Republicans are very good at the ground game. And, you know, and not for nothing, we've never elected a woman president. You know, I think she's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
And I don't.
She's doing it backwards and in high heels.
Yes, she is. You know, so I think rather than thinking that this is inevitable, we have to remember that it's unprecedented.
Yeah.
And the stakes are so high. I mean, it's the kind of thing that, like, you'll regret for the rest of your life if you don't help or beat this guy. So I just want to make sure that everyone...
And you know we had a bad debate when a reporter asked him, are you going to show up for the next one? But I mean, I swear to God, I wonder if he is, or we're going to hear some, you know, his usual excuse, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Giuliani suggested that he might not.
Really? My God! They're starting to float that already.
I'm thinking maybe he should stop
because of the bad microphone conspiracies or rigged moderators.
I think it was a rigged moderator issue.
Maybe the NFL is going to write him another fictional letter.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or his fake doctor will write him a fake doctor note.
Dr. Vinny Bumbatz. I was kind of hoping that Trump would just barf all over himself, but after I heard what he had to say. What's the difference?
I mean, that was the bar that we had set for him. You know, if he managed to remain upright and not attack anyone, and then he was, and that's not a fair standard to set this is a job interview. You know,
right.
You don't grade somebody on a curve because an applicant comes in for a job interview horribly unprepared.
Right.
Well, you've never had any sort of job in this industry before, and you seem to not really know what you're talking about, but how can we expect you to know what you're talking about when, you know, an 8-year-old walks into a job interview? You don't say, well, you're only 8, so we're going to give you the job because you really nailed that interview for an 8-year-old. That's not the way it works.
I was saying his debate strategy last night seemed to be, nuh-uh.
I know you are, what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I wish that I could just say wrong every time.
Get wrong. And the ghost of John McLaughlin floated over the debate hall. You know, I don't know if you know, Jess, but my dad ran with Barry Goldwater in 64. If you could tell Secretary Clinton, I will personally send her a giant fruit basket if she could win a bigger landslide so that my dad is not in history.
I will be happy to pass that along.
If he gets less than the 6 states my dad and Goldwater got, I'm just saying, there's some nice fruit in it for Secretary Clinton.
I think it's going to, you know, it's going to be close. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be a blowout so badly.
I know.
So clearly the superior candidate on the issues, on temperament.
Well, and also to say this is not who we are as America.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
needs to be so thoroughly repudiated.
Exactly. I kind of love that that Love Trump Hate and We Trump Hate are the sort of slogans that have organically sprung up around turning out to vote. I think it's the perfect expression of what's going on. I mean, if you reject bigotry and sexism and racism, if you reject all of that, then we really need your voice this election. It's so important. And
yep.
You know, it's so important to there's a lot of dissolution among the electorate with you know, the political system for really good reason. It is very hard to find something to relate to in our political situation. It's tough. And I think that most Americans tune it out because they don't see any of themselves in it, you know.
Right.
Hillary gives really fantastic policy speeches,
yep.
and they cut away on the cables immediately, and you have to watch a live stream, and most people aren't able to do that
yep.
during their day.
Yep.
So, you know, I can tell people to go to her website and read the fantastic issue, and seriously, like, they're super readable. Like, they do for somebody who's such a policy wonk, they do a really good job
right.
of translating this stuff into plain English. So,
you know,
if
what
you're
would
that kind of person do it? But
you know what would be an amazing platform for her would be the
Stephanie Miller
show. You know what? That would be a fantastic. If you could deliver her to me, Jess. I didn't think I could love you anymore. I see the Breitbart headline that someone just handed me is new Hillary Clinton hire likes to say on Twitter.
Oh no,
the F word. A woman after my own heart that loves the F bombs and Hillary Clinton.
It's true. Guilty.
You have your very own Breitbart headline. It's fantastic. All right, Potty Mouth. This has been fantastic. Thanks for taking time after what was sure was a very rigorous party night for you.
Yes. Yes, all night.
And give our best to the secretary. Thanks, Jess.
Bye.
All right, there she
goes. Chicks always complaining about sexism. Whatever. Fat pigs.
Stupid bitches. Bitch set me up, gave me pneumonia in the sniffles.
Bad microphone. Crooked microphone.
Exactly.
It's rigged.
Lying microphone.
My nose is rigged. My rigged nose is dripping into my rigged microphone.
I'm rigged like Bobby Riggs.
John! Okay.